This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad you are with us. Well, it is great to have Kim Happensure back with us. She is with Senior Care Authority. Check them out, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. Kim, good to see you again.
Scott, thank you again for the invitation. It's good
You've
to see
busy.
You again.
You've been busy, is that?
Been very busy.
So when the phone rings, you never know what you're going to hear, right? I mean, the story from that people. Is there a couple over your last couple of phone calls that maybe you can say, you know, kind of what their needs were and had they done any planning before, or you're
sure.
the first call?
Absolutely. I actually just had a young gal call me today. Her parents are very young, and they're looking to make a move from Nebraska to Colorado. And she said, Kim, because I'm so young and my parents are so young, I don't even know where to start. She said, I think they just want to move into a house, but I really need your advice. And we just went from there. And as we got further into the conversation, we realized her father has Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And the mom's getting ready to go to the primary care physician because she's having some memory issues. So that's changed the whole dynamics of what they need to be looking for in lieu of just moving to another house here in Colorado.
Right. Wow.
So she really is kind of leaning on me to help her navigate that journey on what she should do and what's the next best step for her parents.
Right. And because a lot of times, you know, not only do we as just the normal person not know what to do, but also when you're dealing with a lot, you're stressed, and none of us really think clear when we're stressed either.
No.
And you don't want to make a mistake in doing this, because if you move them to the wrong place, then you got to move them again. That's expensive. So having someone guide you through this process is just a win-win thing to me on every front.
Absolutely. And she's also working full-time and raising two young children.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of doing the burdens of, you know, just everyday living, she's now trying to navigate this with so many different options. She truly did not know where to start. So that's where we come into play.
Sure. All right, today we're going to kind of cover the topic of seven signs that an aging adult may need your help. Now, you know, if you're around your loved one all the time, you may be able to see some things, but I think many times, Kim, you know, we go over to visit, or you're from out of state, so you come in every so often, and maybe it's 6 months later or 3 months later or even 3 weeks later, you may start noticing changes. I mean, so what are just some, are there any just signs that come to mind of just like, gosh, you walk in and if you start seeing this, this, and this, you know, and then we'll get through our list here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So one of the very first ones that I've noticed, mom and dad's usually very neat and tidy,
mm-hmm.
and you notice that their personal hygiene habits are changing. Their hair is kind of disheveled.
Maybe wearing the same thing they had on the last time you visited.
Absolutely right, and they're normally very well put together, mm-hmm. and it might be a sign of just, you know, they were rushed to get out the door. But more times than not, they're trying to get around. Doing laundry is getting a little bit more difficult for mm-hmm. them. The fear of getting in and out of the shower is sometimes something that you or I wouldn't think of, but that's a big risk of, you know, potential falls if their balance is off.
Right.
So, you know, these are just simple things that we take for granted every day, but as a senior, and if you do have balance issues, I can only imagine the fear of getting in and out of the shower, because that's where probably over half of the falls happen.
Absolutely.
Is in the bathroom.
Yeah, I heard one statistic a couple of years ago, but I'm sure it's true. It said that, you know, something like 70-something percent of people in, and I'll just use the term nursing home, are there due to a fall in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And about 90% never come out of that nursing home. So you cannot let your loved ones fall. You've got to make that safe for them, and maybe we'll do a show on that sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's really a good point. All right. So let's just go through, and that's some of the changes that you're seeing here, but just continue with that thought.
Sure. So absolutely. So one of the other ones, you go to their home, maybe the neighbors are noticing that they're not getting their trash out to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that might be a fear of fall. I've seen a lot of times, especially in the winter, just going out to check their mail, they stop checking their mail, and their mailboxes are filling up because, you know, might be a little bit icy and they're afraid to go out and get their mail. I've actually, if you go into their home and you notice a stack of just all their mail stacked up. And that means they're probably not paying their bills at that point.
Right.
I actually came upon a family. I was doing just a drop-by home visit. It was family that I'd been working with for over a year. Stopped by there, knocked on the door, and their electricity had been turned off. They had no way of reaching out to their family. They had no food in their refrigerator. Their phones were not working. And by the grace of God, I just happened to stop by,
sure.
And I was able to make the call to the electric company, get it turned back on, call their families. I ran out and got them some groceries. I mean, it could have been a devastating situation, and that was just something as simple as back in the day when they used to just shut your electricity and your telephones off.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're not doing that anymore, but
you
know, I think that's because it was a Senior Protection Act now.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, these are, again, certain things. Their house is starting to, it's not as tidy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, their laundry's not being done. They're not able to get out to get groceries. So things are going bad in their refrigerator.
Right.
These are all signs that they're needing a lot of additional assistance, whether that's just having a caregiver come in a couple days a week, or if it's the family looking to make a transition for them into another home, potentially.
Sure. Kim Haffinsure is with us. Once again, the company is Senior Care Authority. You can check out the website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. Kim's number, 720-625-2782. We'll go back to the consulting here in just a minute. We'll finish this. But there's so much to talk about this. But, you know, another thing I think about, too, is those that are on medications and are responsible for taking their own meds and everything, that's what scares me a lot. And my father's 87, and my mom passed away in 97, and so he's remarried, and the lady he's taking care of is kind of going through some dementia issues. And here he is, 87, dispensing the medicine. I'm like, how can he remember to do it? How many times a day or which ones and all of that? So, you know, maybe even check some of the prescription bottles. I'm just trying to think of some tips.
Absolutely.
And see if they're taking their meds or if 100%. There's a 30-day supply and they got them yesterday and they're gone when you come back. That could be a problem.
That would be a big problem. That would definitely be one of my biggest concerns. That's a great point, Scott. Thank you. That's where, if they're taking their meds wrong, you're again at a fall risk. Or they're not eating properly because medications, maybe they're taking it wrong, is making them not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there's so many different things. You know, dehydration makes them weak and tired. Again, not eating those three meals a day.
Right.
A lot of times they're really quick to just go to that freezer and get that sodium-packed chicken pot pie and serve that for their meal. And again, you know, that's sodium is definitely not our senior's friend.
Yeah.
So these are things that is always a big concern. And a lot of families, once they start to intervene, they get a lot of pushback.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we come into play as well, as just an advocate. We're an advocate of that senior. We're there to, you know, listen to what their needs are and respect them, their dignity.
Right.
But also with the family, we're there to support the family and be able to ask the right questions,
mm-hmm.
you know, and help them to better understand. Because a lot of times when the kids are, they want to say pushing back, they're like, nope, I raised you. I took care of you.
Mm-hmm.
This is my job. You're not going to do anything about it. So when an advocate comes in, they're more open to just sitting and talking with us. And there's so many different options that we can do to support them to stay in their home.
Right.
Or, you know, in lieu of just automatically looking to make that move right away.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, retrofitting their room, their bathrooms,
right,
so that it's handicap accessible. There's just a lot of different things we can do to help them thrive and do well in their homes before
sure.
they potentially decide to make that move to an independent living or an assisted living or obviously memory care.
Right. When you get to talking with families, you know, I would assume that a lot of times if there's more siblings involved, they don't all agree on even what to do. So as you're starting maybe a consultation, is that something that you try to do, is get all the parties that are involved and making decisions and see if they agree before you even go to mom or dad with something?
Absolutely. And one of my probably another great example, I was working with a family. They had 10 children. Three of those 10 children were powers of attorney.
Oh my God.
And all three of those powers of attorney did not agree on anything. They could not come to an agreement. So at that point, working with this family for almost 8 months, we ended up having to hire a professional moderator to come in. so that they could be an advocate for their mother, because the mother, her only wish was that she didn't want to die alone in her home. And it was getting to the point where her health was starting to fail. She was still in her home. She wasn't thriving. And the family themselves could not agree on what was best for her. So with that moderator, you know, with our assistance as well, mm-hmm. she was able to safely make that move. And she was extremely happy.
Right. And, you know, thinking about what you were just saying before that is, you know, we're trying to tell the parent something. And again, you're the child. But when an authoritative figure comes in, you know, from somewhere and starts telling things, it's like your doctor. I mean, most of us don't argue with our doctor and say, we're not doing that. You know, I mean, he's a doctor, right? So same thing. They're probably more open to taking your advice. And it's all in the presentation, I say, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the biggest part of that, it's just me coming in there and meeting them where they are in their journey, mm-hmm. and understanding where they are and really being able to just sit and listen to what their wishes are, because sometimes their fears are really what their wishes are moving forward. So, mm-hmm. you know, you recognize that and you learn how to kind of, I don't read between the lines, should I say?
Right.
And then when you actually hear those things and then you resonate those things back to them, mm-hmm. they're more responsive. They think that you're really listening and you truly care about what they want, not what their kids want.
Sure. And, you know, because a lot of times, you know, I've just had friends where they say, well, you know, why don't you want to move? Well, all my friends are here, you know, around the house. But they haven't been out of the house for 2 years and all the friends have passed away and the friends don't get out either. So, yeah, they're in the neighborhood, but it's not like, you know, they really get time with them.
Absolutely.
And then, and man, most cases that I've just had friends where they did get the loved one move shortly after, they were just like, I wish I would have done this a long time ago.
Right.
You know, because there's people around, there's activity, there's things to do, and they can move around safely, right?
That's right. And probably one of the biggest things is once they give up driving, that's when they lose a lot of their independence.
Yeah.
And that's when it's a great time to start looking into that next step. Just like you said, they get moved into a independent living community where all they really need is that transportation.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the transportation, they've got the meals, they're having happy hours with their new friends. They sit down restaurant style. I mean, their life just changes for the better. So they've got the independence to jump on that bus and go anywhere they want to go,
right,
without depending on their, you know, friends and family to give them a ride somewhere to potentially get the groceries that they need for the week.
Sure, sure. And, you know, if their mind is good, I mean, it's still hard. But then when you start noticing the mind slipping a little bit of, you know, well, today's, you know, Monday. Well, no, today's Wednesday or whatever, or when's your doctor appointment? I can't remember. And then you start getting those mind issues, too. Mm-hmm. That just really complicates things, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And maybe they just need assistance 2 or 3 days a week to kind of mm-hmm. help them stay on task with those appointments, you know, to help with that meal prep. Because, again, a lot of it is it's probably hydration in the beginning, you know, outside of the, you know, the normal memory lapse,
right,
as you get older.
Sure.
Not eating proper meals. Not getting that exercise or any type of socialization outside of your own home, sitting in front of a TV, certainly isn't socialization.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen them where they've made these moves and they thrive.
Sure.
And it does your heart good to see that their color's better, they're laughing in the corner with their friends playing cards. And this is something that they weren't experiencing over the last possibly 15 to 20 years,
right,
in their home as they start losing things,
sure,
per se.
Right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Kim Havenshire is our guest, Senior Care Authority, Denver Metro. SeniorCareAuthority.com/Denver Metro is the website, and you can give her a call at 720-625-2782. So, Kim, listen, the phone rings like it's been doing for you these last few weeks off the wall, and somebody calls you and wants to meet with you or just talk with you. What does that consultation kind of look like? I mean, what's just that initial one? What are you trying to find out from them?
Sure, absolutely. So it's more of a discovery call, basically. Good. They're questioning, where do I go from here? What do I do next? And so that initial consultation call is free. What I'll do is I'll just do a lot of research and a lot of question asking on, you know, what their fears and concerns mm-hmm. are for their parents or their loved ones, what their care needs are, and what they feel that the next steps look like. And sometimes they're like, Kim, I'm not even sure where to start. And what I will offer to do at that point, you know, where our elder care consulting comes into play is we will set up an appointment, and we can either meet with the parents or just meet with the loved ones first to see, you know, exactly what direction we think we might want to go. I'll make suggestions. And from there, we'll generally do a community review. Once they say, Kim, this is great, this is exactly what we want to do, we want to get my parents moved, we will sit down, I'll pull together a community review, which will meet the needs of their financial needs, what their care needs are. Location's very important, because 9 times out of 10, the kids want their loved ones close to them, so they can get there and spend afternoons with them or get out and do things. And once you're able to do that, there's, I think I said this before, there's almost 470 communities just in my area alone. So to go through and try to figure out on your own how you could do that, it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible for me at times. But generally, if you really ask a lot of those discovery questions and figure out exactly what they need, at that point, we can really narrow down that search to, you know, maybe 3 to 5 options. And then the kids will say, we'd really like to go see these communities. We'll go tour them. And you get a better feeling when you walk into the community. Sure. You know, if you feel that that's going to be a good fit, your parents, you'd narrow it down to maybe 2.
Right.
And then you'll set up a lunch with the mom and dad to come in, have lunch, look at the community, kind of get a feel. And then it's not so frightening for them, because a lot of times, sight unseen or the unknown. And dare I say, their parents' nursing home that they remember from when they were younger.
Yeah, because, oh, man. Those were not.
No. And there's, it's just changed so much now. And there's so many beautiful options out there.
Right.
And also even great options in home as well. So not only are we just being a family advocate and helping them navigate this journey, but we also have a lot of resources in place. We vet all of these communities to make sure that they're able to meet all of their loved ones' needs. So that really, that's something a lot of times, if you just picked up the phone to call a few places, you wouldn't even know how to begin that conversation.
So it would seem like most of them are full. I mean, is there a waiting list at most of these places?
Do you know, that's a great question. There are a lot of them that have wait lists, and there's also a lot of them that has felt the impact of COVID. So, you know, with that, a few of them are offering better price points at this point. But yes, generally speaking, they're predominantly full. So to start this journey earlier on is beneficial because a lot of them do have wait lists, especially the really good ones that provide that good care, the caregivers that they've got a tenure, that have been there a long time. So that's a great question, and I would always want to start this search a little bit sooner than being in crisis mode.
Sure. Now, that initial consultation, as far as cost, what is that to the family?
So generally speaking, if it's just the elder care consulting aspect of it, if we're just going, it's $175 for that first hour, and then we will decide from there what to do. Now, moving forward, if they were in agreement that probably making that move, we do that placement for free. So generally speaking, you know, we will do all of the, you know, the review, all the legwork. We'll go and tour these communities. And once their loved ones are placed in that community, the community does pay us a fee, our referral fee. So, again, no cost to the family, which is very important.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, let's say that you get your loved one moved to a facility, and in a, you know, a year, 6 months, 2 years, whatever, their condition changes where now they need more medical care. Is that something they call you back and go, hey, we need to move? Or is that something the home that they're currently in kind of orchestrates where to take them?
That's a very good question. Actually, my last two calls were exactly that. They were customers that were already placed. Their care needs changed, and they did call me. Kim, we need your help again, and we'll go through the whole process again and get them to a community that will meet their needs. But more times than not, our goal as a consultant is to try to get them in the right place the first time, knowing with an understanding that there is a possibility that their care needs are going to change and they're going to be able to support those needs as they age in place.
Sure. Once again, give Kim a call, 720-625-2782. Let her know you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, and we'd appreciate that. Check out the website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. And, again, this is just a tremendous service, and this is something, again, you've got your hands full. So Kim can help you. She knows all these facilities and the staff there, and she can make this process a lot more simple for you. Now, the first time that you were on, we kind of talked about something that was very interesting, and that was driving, seniors driving. Mm-hmm. And man, I think we all know someone, if they're not in our family, a close relative, where we always walk away and go, they should not be driving anymore. But that is, those keys are tough to get away, aren't they?
They absolutely are. They absolutely are. And it's understandable because, again, that's losing a lot of their independence. Mm-hmm. So generally speaking, it's a very tough subject to navigate with your parents. And again, you bring in Beyond Driving with Dignity certified professional.
You need a shirt with a badge on it.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Hey, I'm the driving senior driving sheriff. Yeah.
Right, but they're a little bit more open to, you know, just once they recognize the testing and all the different aspects of, you know, it gives them the confidence to actually say, you know, I probably don't feel as comfortable driving mm-hmm. any longer. And again, you want to respect them and meet them where they are and give them the dignity they deserve. And more times than not, they make the decision. And we don't have to make it for them. We make the light suggestions, but they'll make the decision on their own.
Sure. And this is, again, a great program. We went over this with Kim the last time she was on, and we will certainly hit this again if you missed it. But when people just talk about the mission kind of, and it's Beyond Driving?
Beyond Driving with Dignity.
With Dignity, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you just kind of talk about the mission of that, kind of explain that a little bit.
Sure. Just basically the mission is again, to just take the time to build the relationship with that person mm-hmm. so that they trust you, meet them where they're at on their journey, you know, provide them with the dignity they deserve, provide them with the tools to help recognize that maybe they potentially are at risk of driving in the future. There's so many statistics of, I wish I wasn't driving any longer and XYZ happened, and I definitely won't go into great detail there, but I think they have a fear of that as well.
Sure.
Absolutely, and you know, when you're noticing that their bumpers are coming back from the grocery store dented up and they didn't know how it happened.
Or they call you and they don't know where they are.
Right.
I mean, I've had friends where they go, I mean, they're two blocks away and they don't know whether to turn right or left.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. I mean, that's the when you want to start having that conversation with them. And then being there to just support them just through this journey as they move forward.
Sure. Now, do they call you, and then do they bring their loved one somewhere to do a driving kind of test? Do you go to their house? How does that work?
Good question. Very good question. No, we will go to their house, and it's about a three-hour visit.
Okay.
And there's a lot of cognitive tests that they will actually go through, and a lot of it, again, is about building that relationship. And there's not normally a driving test, but if it gets to a point where they're still not convinced and they're going to dig their heels in, mm-hmm. at that point we can offer a driving test as well.
Yeah.
The state does it. The state offers driving tests, but we can do that as well. And, you know, it's just basically we'll take them to their three favorite places that they drive to, whether it's to church, to the grocery store, or to the post office down the street. And we have them navigate that. And a lot of times when they start forgetting their routes, that's brought to their attention. Mm-hmm. And it's something, the only three things they remember, and they're recognizing that they're forgetting how to get to those places, that's when they're a little bit more agreeable to let the keys go.
Wow.
Which is a tough, tough thing.
Right. If you'd like more information about that program as well, again, you can reach Kim at 720-625-2782. The website is seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. So you've got Beyond Driving with Dignity, and also the whole senior care thing with placement and just helping you navigate all of that, because I'm telling you, it is something that you will need help in. And just to plan ahead, you said it earlier, you know, man, if we all wait till, you know, grandmother falls and breaks a hip and then we're Googling like, places around us, we're going to make a mistake. I mean, not that we can plan out accidents. I don't mean that either. But there is some pre-planning. You know something's going to happen at some point.
Right.
So at least it doesn't hurt to establish that relationship with you, right?
No, absolutely. And a lot of times when that does happen, that the physician calls and says they can no longer safely return to their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, they have to be discharged in 3 days. And this happens more times than not. Their insurance runs out.
Sure.
They're like, you've got 24 hours to figure out where mom's going. And, you know, we've helped with those type of placements as well. But again, you want to make the right move the first time. So if they are in a crisis situation, I can promise you that we'll do our best to make sure that they've got the right fit community. So when they do make that move, they won't have to make another move after
right.
that. Right. But being proactive and not reactive
mm-hmm.
is always the best bet. And more times than not, I see where they've got their plan B in place long ahead of time,
right.
you know, just ahead of time. So should this happen, or mom calls one day and she goes, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
They want to take advantage of it right then and there
sure.
and make sure that it happens
right.
pretty quickly. And they've already got the beautiful place chosen for her.
Right. So last minute, but what do you love most about all of this that you do? What do you love about your job?
You know, I get to make a difference in every life that I touch.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is the most rewarding thing. When I see someone not doing well in their home and then they make that move into a transition into a place where they're enjoying themselves and they're thriving, it's just a beautiful reward system of just seeing that. And
right.
my experience, it's been 14 years now, and I've helped over 1,200 families. And in doing so, more times than not, I would say every time, they're all successful moves. They're all successfully happy.
Sure.
The kids call, why didn't I do this sooner? The seniors say the same thing, why didn't I do this sooner,
mm-hmm.
Kim? So please know that there's a lot of beautiful communities out there now, and there's a lot of great options to even come in home as well
right.
to help them just have a more successful day.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to have you in studio again.
Thank you. It's great seeing you again. Thank you for having me.
You bet. That's Kim Havinger, Senior Care Authority, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. And you can give her a call, 720-625-2782. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-182 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
You're KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy. My name is Scott Watley, and we are glad you're with us. Our show is brought to you by Blake Harris Law. You can check out the website, blakeharrislaw.com. Great website, full of information. Highly recommend you check that out. And Blake's number is 833-ASK-BLAKE. Blake, good to have you on again, sir. How are you?
Scott, always a pleasure to be on the show. Doing great today.
Well, that is great. Well, I tell you, our last show we did, we talked about cryptocurrency a little bit, and boy, just ran out of time. So I wanted to get you back on and kind of talk about the whole idea of asset protection for cryptocurrency. And so for those that might have missed our last show, kind of give us just what you're seeing with this whole cryptocurrency idea, because I think it's going to be the way we're going to be seeing things here very shortly?
Very, very much so. Very, very much so. Nowadays, if you go into Subway or go into a gas station and you try to pay in Bitcoin, they're going to look at you and say, no, we don't accept Bitcoin. I imagine 10 years from now, if you go into a gas station and try to pay in cash, they're going to say, we don't accept cash, we only accept Bitcoin.
Wow.
It is a better system for managing and transacting with money. It can be done in a way that nobody can lie, nobody can counterfeit, and it's not prone to inflation. Inflation is a trigger word right now, which we're not going to get into, but what we are going to get into is asset protection. I've talked a lot about asset protection on your show, Scott, and today we're going to talk about asset protection, particularly as it relates to cryptocurrency. So with asset protection, our goal is to help make sure that our clients, in the event of a lawsuit, cannot have their assets taken away from them. We live in one of the world's most litigious societies. Thousands of lawsuits are filed every single day. Millions of lawsuits are filed every single year. Billions of dollars are ordered to be paid out in judgments every few days. By putting together an asset protection plan, you can make sure that in the event of a lawsuit, you do not lose your assets. Asset protection is not about evading taxes. It's not about avoiding taxes. It's not about making fraudulent transfers, but it's about putting yourself in a better position to survive a lawsuit than you'd be without the asset protection in place. So when it comes to setting up an asset protection plan, there are lots of different options, plenty of ways, more than one way to skin a cat, but there's really two best options and two primary ways that I do it for my clients. The first is we'll set up a offshore trust. This is often typically done in the Cook Islands. These trusts allow an individual outside the United States to hold assets, and then anytime the client wants some money from a trust, they simply request it from the trustee. The trustee will make a distribution, and then the client will receive an outright distribution, or the trustee will pay the money off for a client to rent them an apartment, pay for their school, pay their credit card bill. But if the client gets sued, the creditor is not going to be able to take money away from the trustee. The trustee is not going to pay out to any third party trying to take money away from our client. The other option is to use our hybrid model, which is a hybrid of an offshore trust and a domestic trust. And we refer to this as our titanium asset protection trust. These trusts are much simpler to set up than the offshore trust. The cost to maintain them is a fraction of the offshore trust. And it also gives the clients the ability to have more control over their assets. With a titanium trust, the clients can serve as trustee of the trust, and then only in the event that somebody is trying to take assets away, then we would have an independent trustee step in and safeguard the assets until the lawsuit passes. Now, when we're talking about real estate, when we're talking about traditional banking accounts, we'd want to put that money into the trust by opening up a bank account or creating a deed to transfer to the trust. With cryptocurrency, you can typically set it up so that you assign the crypto to your trust, and then you are able to manage that crypto yourself. So you don't have to give up any control over your key with this type of trust. Even in the offshore model, the trustee can hire you to be the one to safeguard your key. And then in the event that somebody's trying to take it away, you would hand off the access to that cryptocurrency to a foreign trustee who's not going to pay out anything to a third party. We talked previously about the future of estate planning. The future of asset protection is very similar. When we see the development of smart contracts, what could occur is that in the event that somebody is sued, a smart contract is triggered that removes the assets from the client's hands to the hands of a trustee or the hands of a family member, somebody who's not subject to losing their assets in the lawsuit. So that's the basics of cryptocurrency asset protection. You're going to take your cryptocurrency, you're going to put it into the trust. Maybe you will serve as trustee, maybe you'll have an independent trustee, but if a plaintiff tries to go after your assets, they're not going to be able to collect those assets.
So, Blake, what have people been most surprised to learn, maybe when they come in and sit down with you for a consultation? They mention they've got some of this cryptocurrency, and then you lay out some of the things that you do and that you educate us on. I'm sure they look at you like, wow, I had no idea.
So there's a lot about cryptocurrency that people are still learning. There's a couple of misconceptions. The first misconception is that it is not taxed. It's not taxed, or it's not being tracked by the IRS. This is certainly not true. The IRS has, first of all, your cryptocurrency is based on blockchain technology. Blockchain technology basically just means that there's a public ledger, which means there's a place where you can go online and view every transaction. And if you are transacting in cryptocurrency, the IRS can trace back and see how every transaction has been done. So if you own cryptocurrency, if you sell cryptocurrency, or if you exchange it for another type of cryptocurrency, this is a taxable event, and you have to report it to the IRS and pay taxes on it. It's different than traditional tax reporting. It's a little bit more complicated. This is definitely an area of law that my firm can help with. If you've made some money in cryptocurrency, you want to make sure that you are complying with the requirements of the IRS, contact my law firm, and we can help you get your taxes in order so that the IRS doesn't come and potentially seize or other types of penalties that the IRS could impose on you for failure to pay or for failure to pay taxes on cryptocurrency. So that's probably the biggest one. People think that it's hidden. It's not hidden, certainly not if you buy it through an exchange or if your key ever gets used in a way that the IRS sees who the owner of a cryptocurrency address is. It's not private. Yes, it is taxed. There are ways to avoid taxes on it, and there are ways. For example, if you want to purchase a piece of real estate, what my firm has done for clients is they help arrange a loan where the client, instead of selling their cryptocurrency, they borrow against it. The benefit of doing this, number one, is as that crypto appreciates, as the Bitcoin appreciates in value, you don't have to miss out on it because your money's all tied up in a home. But also, you can avoid paying taxes when you borrow against an asset. Ultimately, you can then repay it, and you've enjoy benefits of that cryptocurrency without having to sell it or pay any taxes on it. So cryptocurrency, it is taxed, it is being tracked and watched, but it's also not subject to being lost there are also ways of mitigating taxes. My firm can certainly help with that as well.
Once again, you're listening to Protect Your Legacy, brought to you by Blake Harris Law, and it's good to have Blake with us. His number, 833-ASK-BLAKE, and I mentioned his website, and I just want to take a second, Blake, and just mention, because, boy, you got a great website, a ton of information, and as we're talking about this crypto stuff, again, you've mentioned this, but you've got a lot of great information there. People can also get a copy of your Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection. But, folks, it's all about planning now. And that's going to protect our show is Protect Your Legacy. That's going to protect your tomorrow. So you got to get a plan now. Blake does offer an initial free consultation for our listeners to the show. So when you call, just let them know you heard them here on the show. And Blake, it's also, and you brought this up several shows back, but for those that don't know anything about it, we think maybe the word Bitcoin, it's a coin you buy or something like that. But you can actually buy pieces of Bitcoin, right? You can buy it in certain increments?
Right. So, I mean, the current price for a full Bitcoin is $30,000, but most people buy fractions of a Bitcoin. You can buy as small as one penny worth of Bitcoin or even smaller, actually. So if it's something that you are interested in, I recommend going to buy a little bit of Bitcoin, learn how to do it. I'm not necessarily recommending it for investment purposes because I don't want to be liable for investment mistakes, but I will say, or for investment decisions, but I will say, for education purposes, I definitely would recommend exploring Bitcoin and Ethereum, so that you kind of get comfortable with it. And then as you get comfortable with it, as you learn more about it, you may find yourself more interested in investing more into cryptocurrency.
Right. You know, Blake, I think we're all, you know, been through a lot over the last year and a half, and I think people are paying more attention to this whole idea of estate planning and having a plan. I just had to go to Dallas last week for a funeral of friends I've been with forever, 60-something years, and, talking to them privately after, I said, man, did you guys have all the documents in a row? Man, they had everything that we talk about. And you know, you're going through hard enough time with everything, but boy, it's nice when everything is laid out Every T is crossed, I dotted, so to speak, and it just makes it so much easier on the family.
Yep. I never send anybody away with three wheels on a car. Clients get a complete estate plan. I walk them through the process and answer any questions they have until they're fully comfortable with what is being set up for them. We always start with the pre-initial consultation, so clients can come in and know exactly what they're going to be getting in for. There's no risk to you. And we're doing a lot of phone and Zoom consults as well. If you want to start the process, just simply give us a call, 833-ASK-BLAKE. A member of my firm will get you scheduled right away with an attorney at our firm so that we can get your estate plan set up so that you can have peace of mind about your future going forward.
Absolutely. And as we've mentioned before, at Blake Harris Law, they will help you with asset protection, which we've talked a little bit about today, estate planning, business law, this matter of cryptocurrency. And boy, who better to help you with this than Blake to just have a good understanding of it. And as I mentioned, it is free lifetime reviews with Blake, and so many areas to understand with a family. And, we go through all the medical power of attorney, financial power of attorney, all of those things, and we will do those on more future shows with Blake. But I hope you'll give him a call. Don't put it off anymore. And that is a huge mistake we all make, putting it off. So don't do that. Give Blake a call today. It is a free initial consultation, as we mentioned. Just reach him at 833-ASK-BLAKE and BlakeHarrisLaw.com. Go on and read what others have said about doing business with Blake, and you will see why he is the one we turn to for all of our estate planning needs here at Haystack Help Radio. So, Blake, as always, great information, sir. We appreciate your time, and we will catch up again soon.
Scott, it's always a pleasure being on the show. Thanks so much. Have a great one.
All right, you as well. That's Blake Harris. Thank you for joining us for Protect Your Legacy, 833-ASK-BLAKE.
At Flesh and Beck Law, your attorney sets you at ease from the first meeting so you have the space to think clearly. After an injury, you immediately start worrying about how you will afford the healing process. You start thinking about insurance deductibles, physical therapy appointments, vehicle repairs, and how to pay for rent in the meantime. Listening to one calm, qualified voice throughout the process will help you think rationally instead of making decisions based on anxiety. Call Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation, and you will talk to a lawyer right away, not some legal assistant who just wants to find out how much money your case might be worth. Then, once you and your attorney both decide to move forward with your case, you will continue working with that attorney the whole time. The same person who meets you for a consultation will also sit beside you in court. Eliminate the fear of the unknown. Call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have our good friend Alan Stack from Stack Optical back in studio. Alan.
It's been a long break, buddy.
Well, family owned and operated has a new meaning, because right now it's husband and wife operated,
that's right? That's right. Yeah, we run. So what we're doing is, I've been doing a lot of repairs from the chains, and I'm also, a lot of these chains too. I didn't realize it takes weeks to get your glasses. They're coming in, and I tell them it'll be a few days. They just can't believe that. Well, we've always had our own lab. We do everything on premises, and my wife runs the business out of the home, takes all the phone calls, sets up appointments for me. I usually go down there a couple times a day.
Right.
And we try to bunch them all together, but I'm just offering the awesome service. That's
sure.
What it's about.
Well, and I think it has become on the forefront over the last few months, and we hear it everywhere, is small business, and that covers all of us just about. But I tell you, I think we have seen a resurgence where people are understanding, hey, our friends and neighbors' livelihoods depend on them doing business with us,
Well, and not only that, but you're also getting so much better service.
Oh, absolutely.
We really care about these people.
Sure.
And I'm finding out about these chains and the stories. I've never had so many people come in that have been going to those places,
mm-hmm.
because we've never been in that realm.
Right.
But these people were kind of forced to search me out because they were closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in and see the difference. They just didn't think people like us still existed.
Right.
It's been an eye-opening experience for both the client and me.
Right. And I've had several people in, quote, the medical world and doing things like you do. And, you could have closed and taken a few months off. But you know what? You've got patients and people.
Depend on us.
That depend. I mean, right? They can't see without
exactly.
you. That's a big burden for you to be there when they need you.
Well, especially that first month or so, we had a lot of healthcare workers that, went back to whatever chain it was, and they couldn't do anything for them. They had to have something. They had to go to work their 12-hour shift.
Sure.
So I was using selling defogger. I was taking their old lenses and fitting them into other frames because their frame was broken. And I was able to do it on the spot so they could make their shift.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you heard this a lot, too, because, when people go to these chains and they walk in and they never know the qualifications of the person behind the counter helping them,
right.
That's number one.
Yes.
Okay. But I bet they're like, I didn't even know places like you existed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I was finding. All the different stories. Well, nobody told me about that type of a lens. They didn't tell me that was available, and the difference in the types of frames, and also our doc. Our doc said, Alan, let's just mask up and we'll do eye exams.
Right.
These people have to have
sure.
being able to see. So we did eye exams all the way through this as well.
Well, good. And they're located, folks, at 2233 South Monaco. Their number is 303-321-1578. It is Stack Optical. And, Alan, when you talk about the care, and that's what I think everybody's really looking for these days, is just getting that individualized care, because there's no two sets of eyes are the same, and none of our conditions are the same. And that's why you got to get that custom care that you can offer.
Well, I'm in kind of a unique situation because of all this. We had a flood in our office in February, and that took 3 weeks to dry all that out. And right when we get everything back to normal, COVID hit. It was just a double whammy. It's like somebody's trying to tell me something. So, we had to let our employees go, and Marilyn said, hey, she can run this part out of the house, and I could go ahead and do the part at the optical. And actually, it's been good because I've kind of reconnected.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Sure.
Really enjoyed this. And, not the premise.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
I really feel like we're doing a good service down there,
mm-hmm.
helping the folks out.
And all the different things that you can offer there at Stack Optical. And we talk about the Stack Sports Pack here and on our Sportsman of Colorado show. But walk us through the Stack Sports Pack.
So the Stack Sports Pack, that's a really kind of a cool frame that we can change out the lenses in seconds. So you might get the frame and get maybe a couple different types of lenses. Maybe you'll get one for shooting. Maybe you'll get one for golfing, another one for driving. And each one of those requires a different type of lens for, you know, seeing that front sight on iron sights, or being able to see that golf ball, you want a brown lens out on the golf course. And then driving, you know, a gray lens is your best. So there's different types of lenses for depending on the what you're doing. And what's nice about that type of frame, you switch out the lenses in seconds. It's also adjustable in the field. So if you need to tighten it up, you don't have to heat it up. You can just wrap the temples.
Mm-hmm.
You can also adjust the bridge. It's a really neat, versatile frame.
No, I'll tell you, I love it. And, you know, you make everything look really easy because of your profession. But what I was shocked at, how quick I could change out the lenses,
right,
too, because, like I say, you know exactly what you're doing. But it is extremely simple.
Yes.
And you don't need to.
The frame was designed with the patient in mind, not
right.
the optician.
Yeah. And that's the big difference right there. Yeah. Once again, it's Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco, 303-321-1578. And as we mentioned on our Sportsman of Colorado show with Alan, too, you know, a lot of people are going to be out shooting. Gun sales have been through the roof.
Yeah.
Ammo sales. And so, you know what, if you're thinking about, man, I just can't see those sites like I used to, Alan, if they make an appointment, and, of course, bring in your firearm unloaded, but you want to see how they handle that and looking down the sights.
Right,
and
right. And I've got a sample pair there that I can kind of play with and kind of demonstrate it for you.
Okay.
Of what it's like.
Good deal. And Alan M. will take great care of you. Now, you mentioned your doctor, and a couple of months back, I came in, did my eye exam.
Right.
And, you know, and what I like about him, I mean, he is so thorough, you know, with everything. And just, and I mean, mine had changed just ever so slight, but yet, I mean, you really feel like you got a good medical eye exam when you walk out of there.
Yeah, no, Dr. McMillan is just, he's been awesome. You know, he's been doing it for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot out there he hasn't seen. And he takes the time. Yeah, sometimes we might get a little bit behind because he's not going to rush anybody.
Right.
And he's going to answer your questions. And, you know, you think about it, being able to see a doc from the beginning to the end of the eye exam.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using techs. You're only going to see the doc for the eye exam. And he only charges $69.
No, I mean, I really thought $150
bucks.
But
he's into it for the patient care, not the money.
Exactly.
You know, he just loves what he does.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, man, your location now, and I think back when you said, Scott, I got to move. I mean, you thought the world was coming down on you, but you know what?
I know it's worked out
the
well.
The sun rose again there.
I know. But we were in that old medical building in Cherry Creek. It's just, I grew up there.
Yeah.
I was a kid running up and down the halls in the 60s when Dad opened up the store, you know. And then, you know, to leave that building, that was tough.
Oh, absolutely. But I tell you, the of course, free parking.
Right.
A ton of it.
Right.
And literally feet from the front door. So it makes it very accessible.
Oh, yeah. It's very accessible. And, of course, we have a much larger retail now in the exam room. Is huge. It's twice the size of the old exam room, you know, and have a nice new modern lab with all the latest equipment, you know. So, yeah, no, it's a beautiful office.
And another thing too, motorcycles. Although you can
put
some different
lenses. I have quite a few
lenses.
Different types of motorcycle glasses. You know, I have wraps. I have these different sports glasses that work well under a helmet, or if you're wearing one of those half helmets, you know, they're really nice as far as keeping the wind out, and you can tighten them up or loosen them. They come with straps, and there's a lot of different options for motorcycle glasses.
Yeah.
Or biking glasses.
Sure. And another thing, last couple of minutes here, but another cool thing you guys do is if people have difficult prescriptions, that's something that you can really help out with.
Yeah, you know, I've been working with difficult prescriptions my whole life. That's actually what I live for. I love the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I see something unusual, there's so many different ways that I can manipulate that to make it for the best vision possible.
Right.
And there's so many new products out there. You know, you would think, oh, it's eyeglasses. What can be new about eyeglasses? We're constantly redesigning and digitizing lenses to make them even clearer. And they constantly are improving our anti-reflective coatings to make them easier to clean, make them stronger. They don't scratch easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, frame materials are the same way. They've improved those. We've got them very lightweight now, and I can take somebody who has a Coke bottle prescription,
Right.
And they'll be amazed at what I can do with that now. I can make that so much lighter and more comfortable.
Cool.
And see better.
Yeah, absolutely. And repairs. You know what?
Yeah.
I have easy done, to
I have done
need
so
repairs.
Many
yeah.
repairs. You know, that was the first couple of weeks into this. The repairs were huge. People were coming in, and I was taking their lenses and fitting them into another frame. But I can do it while they wait. They can't get that anywhere.
Right.
You know. And also, if I have to make a complete pair, I was getting them in a day or two, which you can't get that
sure,
anywhere.
Sure.
So, yeah, being able to do everything.
Absolutely.
That's what I do.
Well, listen, Stack Optical is really, truly, if not the last, they are one of the last. Family-owned, optician-owned stores, 2233 South Monaco. Folks, get the personal service you deserve. And as we talked about, that we really want to support, you know, small businesses. And you know what? There's not much we can't do online. But a lot of people talk about saving money online. And let me tell you, we could do another whole segment on what you perceive to be saving money and not get the right fit and right glasses, Alan.
That's right.
You know, and that's what's more expensive when you can't see. They don't work. And then you got to send them back and back and
yep.
back,
yep.
you know. And they can come there. Hey, I've been there. You have to make one little bitty change. You walk back in your lab, put on your lab coat and make a change and come back and hand them to me.
That's right.
So, man, that's awesome.
Thank you, Scott.
So get out and support Alan and his wife. Again, these folks have been great here for our state even and right here in the Denver area, serving many generations now, Alan.
That's right.
Yep, with Stack Optical. Again, 2233 South Monaco, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Tell you what, we're going to do something a little special here today. First person that comes in and talks to Alan gets a medical exam for $69 and buys glasses. Haystack Help will pay for your eye exam. All right?
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. First person that comes in. So, Alan, you let me know.
Okay.
You call me while they're there.
Okay.
I'm going to pay for their eye exam.
All right.
They'll pay for their glasses.
All right.
All right? We're going to give that a shot. 303-321-1578, Stack Optical. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.